The Glass Lady Project with your host, Becky Mitchell. This program features artists and individuals from our community who have stories and history to share.
This is Becky Mitchell with the Glass Lady Project, and today I have joining me Bob Sonnenberg. Welcome, Bob.
Thank you for asking us.
Now, Bob, you are the manager of the Becker County Fair, correct?
Yes, I'm manager and fair president, really, both of them. And I've been there a long time, so... But this is going to be the last fair for me.
The last fair. Well, this is a timely interview then. You're retiring as president, are you?
Yes, I've been at it 38 years.
Wow, hats off to you. That is a lot. Now, the fair, of course, is July 27th.
Right. Wednesday is entry day of all the projects.
Okay.
Till 5 o'clock on Wednesday. And actually, the carnival and the field house and all the exhibits and everything opens up at 5 o'clock on Wednesday.
Okay.
A lot of people come actually before that because they want to see all these animals and stuff. This year, if the good Lord helps us like he has been, give us good weather, shaping up right now as one of the biggest fairs we'll have. As far as animals, I think the walls will bust out. And exhibits seem to be plentiful. We've had many telephone calls. When can I exhibit this? When can I bring this? And what time have we got? And all that. It all shapes up to be a big fair. The commercial booths in the field house. The other night we had a meeting. I had one party wanted two booths, and Scaries were there. They're the ones that handle the booths for us so that we don't duplicate them too much. And Don Scary was there, and he said, I don't know if we got two booths. He said, north side of the arena and stuff where we always had filled up with bulk stuff, which is tractors or something like that effect. He said, that's full already. And, well, it's wonderful. All the people, we asked the question if there was a lot of the people because of election year. And he said, no, not really a lot of them. He said, a few. But he said, it's just all commercial people that want to show their wares.
Fantastic. So this, of course, is the Becker County Fair, and really it is the fair for our entire county, and there's something for everyone.
Yes.
You've got demo derbies, I know. You've got the midway, of course. You've touched on the booths of people soliciting or advertising or selling. 4-H, I know 4-H is a huge part of county fairs in general, and there's a lot of animals coming, it sounds like. This sort of endeavor must take, I would imagine you start for the next year right after this year gets done. How do you keep the flow going for things like entertainment and activities?
On entertainment, there is a federation meeting in, I think it's St. Paul or maybe Minneapolis, I don't know, one of them. They showcase entertainment down there, 15-minute acts, and we get to attend them and see if there's something that would fit our area. Our area is hard to fit musical in, being we get followed by WeFest. We cannot afford their type of entertainment, which is wonderful entertainment. It's the big stuff. We have a few musicals. We have some free ones, like the opening day. We got some young people coming in. I haven't heard them, but a couple of board members have heard them. And they said they're fabulous. They're a young group. We got them on in the afternoon to see what they do. We've had other young people groups in, families.
Yeah.
And they were well liked.
Now, during the day, is that entertainment, is it in the grandstand or is it back more kind of where the exhibits are?
No, it's in a big tent. We have a large tent set up and we have a stage in there. You sit on straw bales like the old fashioned fairs for years ago, what to use to sit on.
Yeah.
And the entertainers really enjoy it because they say that it brings back old times to them. And it's a lot of fun. We put in a new stage last year that's very nice. It's easy to put together and stuff. And
if I recall correctly, this stage is located kind of by the 4-H food building, isn't it?
Right, right close to it, probably 10 feet away.
Right. And I know that the fair office is located there, and the cabin from the Becker County Museum is there.
Right. Good Lord blessed us last fall because we almost lost the office and could have lost the cabin.
Oh.
Lightning hit one of the trees and it burnt all the leaves around everything. I don't know why it didn't take the office and the log cabin. It didn't.
Well, somebody was looking out for us, I guess.
It sure was.
We've sure had our share of tumultuous weather this year as well, but yeah. Hopefully it'll hold strong.
It hit one tree there, and it didn't hurt the tree any. It made it a little black, but
charred it a little bit. Huh?
Yeah, that's life.
Tell me a little bit about, you know, for those of us that I grew up in the city. I grew up in Fargo-Moorhead area. Yeah. So 4-H wasn't maybe necessarily a way of life for me personally, but I know that it is a huge activity in this area as well as a huge component of the fair. What sort of activities happen with 4-H?
They have clubs in area townships or something like that. Maybe they got two 4-H clubs in one township. 4-H, they start on some animals, they start before this fair. Like your dairy cows and some of your beef are born, they're running in the pasture right now, eating grass with the mother. 4-H kids, they watch these. They see a very nice one in the herd and they'll go up, Dad never turns them down. Dad, can I have that one before age? It takes an enormous amount of time to tame the animal, to lead and groom it. They clip it so it looks, they think the judges will go for it. Some of these animals are first-class animals. They're just beautiful animals. And 4-H in Becker County is growing quite a bit. It used to be very large. Then it went down considerable. And now it's coming back, and it's a wonderful thing to see.
The dedication and time put in by not only the kids, but the adults. Anytime your kid is in something, it's a group effort, if you will. And so that really shows through in those animals because you don't get to go out to the farm and grab a chicken, just tame as can be and hold it generally. You have to really work with them and tame them. And when you're walking through those buildings and you see these nice docile animals that are behaving oh so well, it's a reflection of the many, many hours of work that kids have put in.
And they wash them. And it's tremendous, a lot of work. I myself had four kids in 4-H and FFA. One year in FFA and 4-H, our four kids entered 40 hogs.
Oh my goodness.
It was a trailer load of just hogs. And they had other stuff also. They were big in 4-H and FFA. Well, it shows right now in the fair board. I got a son that's vice president of the fair board. And I got a grandson on the board. And I've got two granddaughters are married to board members.
That's a family affair.
So it's something they grew up with and they really like.
Yeah. Those judgings usually happen during the day, correct?
Right.
If you want to observe these judgings, the time to come is during the day. Come to
right.
the building.
Right. They start in the morning. The rabbits and the poultry are entered already Tuesday night.
Okay.
The 26th. And then on Wednesday, the judging starts usually at 8:30 in the morning, and it goes probably to 4 o'clock. Different things, different days, like rabbits and poultry are judged on Wednesday, and swine and sheep and beef are judged on Thursday. Dairy and dairy goats are judged on Friday. And also there's a huge, usually a horse show on Friday. So it pushes these youngsters, which they do it, I don't know how. They'll enter all types of animals, and there's different times, but they make it to that show ring. They're proud of it, their animal, and they got right to be.
Absolutely. It's hard to put on a performance, so to speak, without an audience. So it's activity for you to bring the kids down during the day and watch those shows.
That's right, because Becker County has been supporting our county fair tremendously. And are we happy about that? And we thank them for that. It's the people in Becker County that the board members put a fair on for. The people, the kids, FFA, that's what makes a fair.
Absolutely. And 4-H is more than just animals. There's sewing, there's many, many categories that
many
you can enter.
Items. Even for the adults, we got a building that's just open class, and exhibits in there have been just tremendous. Your garden vegetables, like you're sowing, and portrait, it's flowers, one of the biggest flower shows around.
I know there's an art category, there's an open class. So if you're an adult or if you have a child that isn't in 4-H, but you want to maybe dabble in showing and see if you'd like to maybe go down this path a little bit with your child, they can enter in open class as well.
Yes,
correct?
They can. There's no age limit. You enter on Wednesday like the younger generation does, and you got from 8 to 5, you enter your project. It's a big, big item today to get in there and show your skills.
Fantastic. So you can start entering items on Wednesday. The midway and all of the activities, it seems like, kind of start gearing up on Wednesday night. And then it runs Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Right.
Starting the 27th of July, correct?
Right. Your midway has got deals like on Wednesday where there's a cut on the ride tickets. Like on Wednesday night, if you bring two non-perishable items for the food pantry, you could buy a armband for $15, and that's good all evening. You can buy an armband every day for $25. That's good from 1 to 5.
Perfect for the kids who want to go on endless rides.
Yeah. Friday, it's a little different deal. You bring three non-perishable items, but you have to buy three armbands. You buy them for $40, which is actually the best deal of the whole works. But if you haven't got three kids, you got to borrow one, or you got four, you got to give one away.
I imagine it's not too hard to find some taker. Get together with your friends, work it out.
Yeah. The carnival is very good matching you up with other ones to make this work. It gives them to be proud that they can help, like, the food pantry and stuff out, see?
Of course, of course. The Becker County pageant is on Thursday night, I believe.
Yes.
And that pageant, you know, for those of you maybe not in the pageant world, many of our pageants in the area are qualifiers for Miss Minnesota. So If they win at this level, they have the opportunity to go on to Miss Minnesota, and of course the potential opportunity to go further than that.
We've had girls that really have progressed higher because they started at the Becker County Fair.
That's right.
It makes us feel good.
That's right. I had the opportunity to meet the Dairy Princess. I'm drawing a blank on her first name. Schuviller is her last name, though. Is it Kelly Schuviller? I apologize if I have that name wrong. But she was a candidate selected for the state fair to have her portrait done out of butter. So yeah, That's kind of a big deal on the state fair level. One of our very own Dairy Princesses is moving on.
If you ever see them do that, it's something to watch them at the state fair making this portrait out of butter. They're in where it's cold, and it's all glass, and you can watch them. And
it's incredible. Lots of great family memories created at the fair, and lots of opportunities to go on past the fair, it sounds like, in competition levels. The museum is planning, of course, to have our exhibit this year in the cabin is going to focus on the history of the fair. We have got a few old posters we're going to put out. We're going to do a 4-H exhibit. We've got quite a bit of artifacts from previous 4-H days.
Well, that's very nice, and we thank you for that.
Yeah, so we'll have that, and then in the schoolhouse, of course, we'll have it set up, but we're going to try something different this year. We'll have a few little activities going on in the schoolhouse. So if you come in, we'll have a few little crafty things the kids can do for just a little nominal charge, not much. And try to maybe make it a little bit more of an experience and have people a little more interested in the activities.
At the Federation meeting last year, we have many meetings going on. And I attended one that a fair actually does this. And they say they have great participation.
Anytime you can get people doing an activity, especially kids, it encourages them to want to learn more about their surroundings. So
right.
I think we're going to try that this year, and we'll see how that goes. And I'm really looking forward to it from a museum level, and I know you guys are looking forward to it from a board level of, this is the big show. All the year preparation is, the show is next week, so to speak.
It used to be, before We Fest, they used to say, once the fair is over, that's the end of the summer.
Well, you know, us up here in Minnesota, we want to stretch that summer as long as possible. Well, Bob, thank you so much for all your years of hard work on the fair board, and thank you so much for talking with me today.
You're welcome.
And we'll see everyone at the fair.
Oh, I hope so.
Funding for this program has been made possible through a grant from the Legacy, Art, Culture, Heritage Fund of Minnesota. To hear more, feel free to visit www.nijiradio.org. That's www.nijiradio.org.